Is there almost a sense of shock after the way the first team offense played during the preseason that you guys are just moving the ball up and down the field and suddenly it's a different game tonight?
You know, I don't know if it's a sense of shock. It's just obviously when we weren't able to run the ball as well as we thought we were going to be able to.
Right.
And then just didn't come up with enough plays down the field. So I don't know if it's shock. Obviously, we expect it to be successful, but I guess it just didn't work.
Every season's a new season, and this is not a comparison with what I'm about to say, but did it feel a little bit like last year where a defense made you one-dimensional again?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I have to watch the film and see what's going on. I don't, you know, wasn't really paying that much attention,
right.
You know, to analyze
right.
the game that way.
Right.
So,
thanks.
Brandon, how tough is it when you're limping off, O'Shawn's limping off, Elvis is limping off, Champ's limping off. Those are four pretty integral players. It's tough to overcome that.
What's your question?
Is it tough to overcome that when you have four of your best players that are kind of coming in and out of the game, trying to stay in there, but couldn't really, you know, keep going?
I don't think so. We moved the ball pretty well.
Okay. You talked a little bit about the run game. Was it tough under these conditions with the rain and everything to try to sustain the kind of passing game you needed to win this game?
I don't think so. Just, you know, obviously we want our identity to be able to run the ball, you know, and our pass game to play off that. There's one or two ways to play in the NFL. It's to pass, set up the run, or run to set up the pass. And so we just have to do better at all aspects of that and establish our identity.
You guys have lost four straight home games to the Raiders. I mean, it's tough enough to lose four straight games to anybody, but mm-hmm. to lose to the Raiders, how do you swing things back in this rivalry with them?
Get a win.
I mean, is it just a question of, you know, kind of winning the battle up front against these guys? I mean,
they're damn good. I mean, those guys they're big, they're physical, they're strong, and we just have to do better at executing as players. You know, just, you know, taking advantage of the situations, and you know, and making the plays when they need to be made.
Brandon, you seem to be pretty emotional on the sideline during the 9/11 tribute. What was going through your mind?
I'm just thinking about, you know, all the Americans that were lost during that. And, you know, I think as a young person, I don't really think about war that way and that actually being an attack on the United States. And so it's just, you know, just the last couple of days have just been emotional, just thinking about, you know, what went on in New York, you know, 10 years ago and the impact and how much we don't really think about it being as serious as it was, you know, just speaking as a young person. So I had an older friend yesterday really kind of break it down to me, and he's 54 and talking about the attack and, you know, what it meant to him business-wise and lost a relative in there. And so it was just, you know, just a culmination of everything.
How did you go from that to going strapping up on your helmet and going out and play?
You know, just, you know, I think I was just thinking about how, you know, meaningless it was to be out there, you know, in the grand scheme of things. You know, that's a big deal. What our troops are doing is a big deal. And this is, you know, this is fun. And so I think, you know, I just kind of switched gears that way.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yep.